Joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Frank. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. Things going well up in New York?
They certainly are. Still have a lot of snow, but things are fine.
Good, good, good. Well, listen, can you repeat the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, it came from our old friend Merle Regal. I said, take the word potential, P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. I said, rearrange its 9 letters to name a well-known product, one that everyone's familiar with. Mm-hmm. The answer is composed of 2 words. What product is it?
All right, and your answer?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a lot of interesting wrong answers, including patent oil and toilet pan, but the correct answer was Lipton tea.
Lipton tea. All right. Very good. Well, we've got about 800 entries to this week's puzzle, and our winner, chosen at random as always, is Mary Hamilton Worm from Seattle, Washington. Hi, Mary Hamilton.
Hello. How, Frank? How are you?
Couldn't be better. Now, I understand it is Mary Hamilton, like Mary Ann?
Yes, it is. My mother's first name and my father's first name.
Wonderful. That's terrific. Will, here's a puzzle for you. What famous double name that we know of also has Hamilton in it as part of that double name?
I do not know.
Hamilton Beach.
Oh.
And for playing, you can win to make a selection from our small appliances from around the world catalog.
I needed a phone a friend lifeline there.
Anyway, you've done very well. Mary, how long have you been playing?
For at least 6 or 7 years, and I've been sending in cards for about 5.
Perseverance pays off, Mary Hamilton, and we hope you do well today. Will, what do we have in store today?
Well, Mary Hamilton and Frank, today you'll have to be on your toes. Every answer is a word of 2 or more syllables that is accented on the syllable toe. For example, if I gave you the clue hormone that produces lightening of the skin, you would say melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 1, when the World Series is held.
October.
Mm-hmm. October is right. Number 2, bad breath.
Halitosis.
Halitosis. Try this. A city in New York, blank springs. Famous racetrack there.
Saratoga?
Saratoga is right. Neighbor of Ghana. It's a tall, thin country neighboring Ghana.
Geography is not my...
Do you know this one, Frank?
Ghana, no.
It's only 4 letters. Does that
Togo?
Help?
Frank?
Togo is the answer.
Togo.
Oh.
How about this? Japanese general in World War II.
Tito.
No, not quite.
He was a Japanese. No, not a Japanese general. He was a general.
General.
In fact, was he a general? We'll let you
well,
think while Will and I chat.
Tito was in Yugoslavia.
He was Yugoslavian, but was he a general?
A general. Not a general either, no.
All right.
Anyway, we're looking for the Japanese general in World War II.
Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Our African country was Togo.
Right. Change the G in Togo.
Toto? Let's see.
That one, that's a dog.
That would be.
Yes.
It was a Japanese Yugoslavian dog who saved.
I'm not.
Do you know this, Frank?
This would be Tojo.
Tojo is right.
Okay.
Okay.
How about a requirement to ride a subway, maybe?
Token
is right. River near the Lincoln Memorial.
Potomac.
Potomac is right. An Indian emblem.
Totem pole.
Totem, right?
Totem, yeah.
Something that's written below a line, and in particular in a column of figures, what would be written below the line?
Total?
Total is right.
Good.
Good.
It's north of North Dakota.
Toronto.
No. Think of the Canadian province that's north of North Dakota.
British Columbia. Then the next one is Manitoba.
Manitoba is right. Florida Speedway site. And the race there is the blank 500.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a beach in its name, blank beach, Florida.
Daytona Beach.
Daytona is right.
Good.
Yeah.
And your last one, big tubular pasta.
Tortellini.
No. That doesn't have
manicotti. No, let's see.
I give you a hint. The first letter is R. Big tubular pasta.
Ricotta?
No, it's got to have toe in it.
Toe, uh-huh. Okay. Rigatoni.
Rigatoni is right.
Very
Congratulations.
Good.
Congratulations.
Nicely
you.
Done, Mary Hamilton. Very good, very good.
Good. I felt pretty silly.
No, you did a great job. Luckily, you got the ones I didn't know, so you didn't put me on the spot.
Nice that you were there to help.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you get the weekend edition lapel pin, Merriam-Webster Dictionary and Thesaurus, and your choice of hardcover or CD-ROM. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Mary Hamilton, what's your public radio station?
KUOW in Seattle and KUOP in Tacoma.
Fantastic. Mary Hamilton Worm from Seattle, Washington, you were great. Thanks so much for playing with us.
Thanks for calling me. Bye.
Bye-bye. Will, can you give us a new challenge to work on for next week?
Yes. Well, you know, the presidential inauguration is next weekend, so I've brought a puzzle using the word inauguration. Among its letters, you can pick out new, G-N-U. Also inside inauguration, you'll find the letters of goat and iguana. What is the longest animal name you can find in inauguration? No letter can be used more often than it appears in inauguration.
All right, again,
what is the longest animal name you can find in the letters of inauguration?
All right, and when you have your answer, you can send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org, P-U-Z-Z-L-E at npr.org. Only one entry per person, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both the day and evening telephone numbers where we might be able to reach you. We'll call you if you're our winner. And you can play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joins us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Frank.